the church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Because they wanted to be like other nations. And the Lord says, okay, let them have a king. And so they got their king, who was called Saul. And Saul was a good king initially, but throughout his ministry, Saul began to slide away from the thing that God had in store for him. And that's where we get David, who is the line, who is David, who were the lineage of the real Messiah that God was waiting for. Well, God that would send to the nation so that the nation would receive their king. When a nation goes after a king who God do not send, you better be prepared to live according to that king's words. And if you know a person is bad and you put him in there, you will get exactly what you deserve. I wrestle with this because even Netanyahu, who was the prime minister of Israel, who was the king who was in charge of Israel, had controversy around him. And yet they put him out and they brought him back. And not to say there are times that God will allow men to sit in position for a specific time, but God will use people to accomplish his ultimate and his ultimate goal and purpose for a nation or a people. You do know that the nation of Israel had good kings and bad kings. They had good leaders and bad leaders. And the Lord was watching them all, because God still has a purpose and a plan, because God can turn things that are bad and make them good. America has been blessed by God as a beacon of light to the world. We've had good presidents and bad presidents, but God is still watching America as to be that beacon of light. And so there will be conflicts. And a conflict is defined as a serious disagreement or argument. We are living even in this nation with serious disagreement. We can't even select a speaker of the house. We have conflicts on redistricting and voting. It says, and these are eternal conflicts. Jesus said, these things will come to pass. But Jesus also said, there shall be famines, which is an extreme and general scarcity of food in a country or geographical area. Scarcity of food. We experience droughts and then earthquakes and then hailstorms and then tornadoes, and then our crop doesn't survived like it used to, and our plants don't grow. Sister Mathis and I have a garden in the back, and the bees didn't even pollinate the fruit, and all of a sudden what we had an abundance of, now we have less than. Come on. Famines in diverse places. My brothers and sisters, we see all of these things coming to pass. Warning comes before destruction. And I keep trying to stay away from the warning part, but the Lord keep taking me back, because he said, remember, the warning always come before the event. My brothers and sisters, when we think about scarcity of food in Afghanistan, the scarcity of foods in Haiti, the scarcity of food in Somalia, South Sudan, Yemen, 50 million peoples might face starvation in 2023. And I look around and I see people on the streets will work for food or displaced. And a lot of time we've been told to walk by them. I can't walk by somebody that's in need. I only ask them, don't take what I give you and buy drugs. And once I do what I know is right, it's between them and the Lord. Because my responsibility is to clothe the hungry and feed those who are in need. And so I will give money. I walked by a man the other day as I walked out of the store. What's a dollar to me, who's been blessed by God with so much? And I give generally and liberally to those who are in need. And I give to that person. And the Lord sees what we do, what from our heart. It is not for us to boast about, but to do it from our heart. Because God is dealing with each and every one of our hearts. You may not want to give to that person, but that's between you and God. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. It is not our responsibility to determine what a person need is. Our responsibility is to deal with that person from our heart. When you don't have anything, you want somebody to help you. And when you start putting down and laying up treasure, the Lord puts escrow account on you, and he will help you in your time of need. And those times will come. Don't you dare think that you are not immune from trials, tribulation, and trouble, because Jesus said, these things shall come to pass. Pestilence. We're seeing unusual pestilence. Locusts and fire ants. Those are some bad critters. All of these things are enormous. What's to say that they can't run you out of your house? As small as they are. But they have a vicious bite. Plagues. Similar to that in Moses' day, where God sent plague of frogs and flies. Is God warning? That was a warning to Egypt. That was a warning to Egypt. That these things will come upon you. Let my people go. And the stubbornness of man's heart, because they will not hear God's word. And God then will respond according to his judgment. God ain't trying to judge us. God is trying to save us. But God will always warn a nation, let my people go. And we still keep living the way we're living, doing what we're doing, thinking the way we think, not changing, because this is how I've been all my life. And the Lord is simply saying, I'm warning you. I'm trying to change you. Earthquakes in diverse places. We have experienced increase in the numbers of earthquakes around the world, most of them internationally, and then there are some that are domestically right here, right in California, right in Texas. Are we witnessing signs, warning signs? These signs are similar to a woman who is about to give birth. The pain of childbearing gets stronger and stronger before the baby arrives. So will these events happen in the last days before Christ arrives? It will get stronger and stronger. But he said something. All of these things will occur, must be fulfilled. He said, but time is not yet. You know why he says that? Because God is a gracious God who is long-suffering. And God is not trying to judge us. God is trying to save us. And because he's trying to save us, he's giving every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl the opportunity to change. He will even increase the pain so that we will say, I will accept the Lord. He wants us to accept him with our heart, not with our lip service. Because he knows a true repentance from a spoken repentance, just word service. When you have been bought with a price, your life is significantly changed. You do not act the same anymore. People think you're crazy, but God is in the midst of what he is doing within your life. And when folks see you coming, they know who you are. You know why they know who you are? Because the enemy always knows who God's people is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can identify us by who we are and the personality that we have. Because Jesus said, I will give you my spirit. He did say, lo, I am with you always. And I have shared with you that he said the Holy Spirit will come. The Comforter will come and takes up residence in those who believe. And now you know how the Lord can say, I'm with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is with us. In your daily life, how does the Lord know everything about me? Because the Lord is with you. My brothers and sisters, God is giving all men time to change their ways before the Lord's return. Noah preached 120 years and the people refused to hear his word. I share it in Bible study. I get animate about this because I understand what Noah must have experienced. I get animate about this because I know when time is running out and short. I don't know what time it is. I just know it's closer than it's ever been before. And you will see wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in divers places, but the time is not yet. You know why Jesus put that conjunction in there? Because no man knows the day nor the hour. And is God allowing time by revealing all of these things we are witnessing? They wouldn't listen to Noah until the flood came.
Come on.
And it was too late. Pastors are preaching and they won't listen until one.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.